You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin. Hey everyone, this is Stefan from Project Life Mastery, and today I'm going to share with you the three things to do before you start making money online, before you even start your online business. This is a video for those that are beginners, just getting started, and you're looking for ways to start, and I want to share with you guys, based on my experience, some things you want to consider and think about before you start this path, this journey of making money online. Now, I know for many of you, this is brand new, very exciting to first discover this idea, this concept of making money on the internet. It almost sounds like it's too good to be true. At least that was the way it was for me when I first discovered this. I remember reading a book called The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, and this whole title and this idea of working 4 hours a week blew my mind, because most of us have grown up in an environment, a society that's conditioned for us that you got to go to school, you got to get good grades, you got to go to university, you got to get a great job, you put in your 40 hours a week, and then eventually once you're 65, then you can have saved your money, you get a pension, and now you can finally retire and enjoy your life. And the internet's changed all of that, because it's provided opportunities and possibilities that never existed before, that our parents, our grandparents never had. And we live in this new world that if you can take advantage of the internet and learn the skills of internet marketing, then you can create whatever kind of lifestyle you really want for yourself. And so I know that if you're excited, maybe you're just going to jump in and go for it. And by all means, do that. I'm definitely a fan of the approach of ready, fire, aim, you know, which means that you are ready, you start firing, and then you start adjusting. And as you're firing the gun, you start to get on the bullseye. Other people, they're more ready, aim, right? They really want to make sure before they pull the trigger that they're taking the right actions, they're going in the right direction, they're doing the right thing, and then they pull the trigger and they hit the bullseye. There's many different approaches towards building a business and achieving success. But nonetheless, I wanted to share with you guys three things to think about, to consider, based on my experience now of selling online for over 15 years and working with thousands of people. There's things based on my experience that if you're brand new, you might not be thinking about just yet, that I can bring to your attention that I think is worth doing and thinking about before you start your business. So let's dive in. The first most important thing I think you got to ask yourself and do is determine, what do you really want? What do you want out of an online business? And why are you building an online business? Why do you really want this? Now, there's a few different reasons why it's important to get clarity on that. Number one, we got to identify which opportunity is the best one for you, because there's so many opportunities that exist of ways you can make money online. And they're all fantastic. You can make money with all of them. They all have pros and cons, of course. But there's going to be certain ones that
you're going to have a higher probability of success if you pursue, and there's others that you're probably going to have a higher probability of failure. And knowing which business you're most compatible with and is in most alignment with you, it can really save you a lot of failure and also make it easier for you to have success. So taking a step back, getting clarity, what do you really want? What kind of business do you want to build and why do you want to build it is going to help you determine which opportunity is the right one for you to pursue. So let me go a little bit more in depth into this and explain what I mean. How about how much money you want to make? You know, how much money do you want to make out of making money online and starting a business? Are you someone that might respond and say, Stefan, I want to make six figures. I want to make seven figures a year. I want to become a multimillionaire and make as much money as I possibly can. Great. If that's your answer, then there's certain business opportunities that I can share with you. They're going to have that potential, the ability to scale to six figures, seven figures, even eight figures per year. But if you said to me, Stefan, you know what? I don't really care to become a millionaire. You know, I'm just content making an extra couple $100 a month on the side or an extra couple $1,000 a month on the side. That would change my life. You know, I love what I do right now and I don't want to stop what I'm doing right now. I'm just looking for some extra ways that I can make some money on the side that would really help me pay off my bills, allow me to support myself better and do different things. Or maybe you're saying that, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom and I take care of the kids and the family and the house, but I want to do something on the side where I can contribute financially to my household, but I don't want something that is going to consume me, you know, 40 hours and 60 hours a week as what it might take if you really want to become a multimillionaire. You know, there's a different work ethic and standards and habits and commitment you got to make if you want to build a business to scale it to six or seven figures versus if you're just content making an extra couple hundred or a couple $1,000 a month. Okay, there's different opportunities that might make sense for you based on that. You know, do you want to build a business that you can grow to a point where you can sell it? You know, maybe that's part of your strategy. There's actually a lot of people that's their core strategy of making money online. They build, for example, an e-commerce business, let's say on Amazon. They start it. They love the startup. That's what's fun for them. They have an idea. They're passionate about that. They grow it and scale it to a certain point. And then they sell it for six figures or seven figures. And they love that. And then they take that money and they invest it in different ways or they start a new business and they repeat that process. That's something that a lot of people are willing to do. Other people, you might say, well, Stefan, I don't want to build anything to sell it. You know, I just want to make some income on the side. Or, you know, I want to do something that's my baby, something I'm truly passionate about. I don't ever want to sell it one day. I'm looking for something that can fulfill me in my life and can be a purpose for me in my life, a sense of mission that I could have. If that's your answer, there's different businesses that might be more suitable for you. You also want to determine, you know, what kind of lifestyle do you want to live? Do you want to make active income or passive income? Because I could share with you some ways that you can make active income if you don't mind trading your time for money. You can make a lot of money as a coach. You can make a lot of money as an influencer or a YouTuber, but it's not necessarily going to be passive in the same way as building a business like an e-commerce business, let's say on Amazon, building it to a certain point, and then it doesn't really require time or attention that much, and it's more passive, it's more automated. You can have a virtual assistant or two to kind of manage and operate that for you. You know, is that really what you want? More the passive income side rather than the active income side? Or do you want to build a business that requires staff, that requires a team that you might have to manage? Definitely a team can allow you to grow and scale a lot bigger and a lot faster. But some of you might say, well, Stefan, I don't want to do that. You know, I just want to be a solopreneur. You know, I want to be a one-man show. You know, I want to kind of have a business that's simple and doesn't require me managing and employing different people on my staff. So these are things you got to think about. You know, are you willing to work 40 hours a week or, you know, maybe not at the beginning, but eventually, you know, do that to build your business? Or are you just looking for something that you can, you know, maybe commit 3 to 5 hours a week on the side and that'll be enough to kind of get the ball rolling and make you some extra money? Do you want to do what you love, what you're passionate about, something that you're fulfilled by and something you look forward to doing each day? If that's your answer, then there's certain opportunities that might be more suitable for you, but might not be as profitable, might not be as lucrative than others. But if you say, Stefan, I don't really care about my passion. I just want to make money. I'm just looking for an opportunity that financially makes sense. I'm willing to endure it. I'll have fun and enjoy the passion of just building the business and learning all the stuff and doing marketing and whatnot. But yeah, I'm not attached to doing something that I'm passionate about. See, based on how you answer these questions, and that's why I want you to think about these things, You know, these are all things you want to consider when you're starting your business that will help you determine which opportunities are best for you. Are you looking to put yourself out there? Are you comfortable being an influencer or being the name or the face of your brand or your company? Do you want to create content? Do you want to help people and serve the world and solve problems in the world? Or are you kind of the type that likes being behind the scenes? You know, you don't want to put yourself out there. You prefer just being more of a behind the scenes type of entrepreneur. So there's many things that you want to think about that you want to decide, because there's many opportunities, and part of this too is deciding on what business opportunity you're going to pursue, which business model you're going to pursue. Because as you sift through them, you want to, in the back of your mind, determine, okay, does this meet my criteria? Is this something that I'm in alignment with? Does this resonate with me? Is this something I'm connecting with right now based on what I've already got clarity on? And if yes, great, you can pursue it. And if no, you say, I don't know if this is the right fit for me right now. I'm going to continue looking at other opportunities. And if you need help identifying some opportunities on ways you can make money online, I've got a video that goes into 7 different ways that you can make money online. I'll share that with you guys in the description, or you can find it here on Project Life Mastery. But there's so many ways that you can do so. And it's important to be able to know what you want, what's important to you in a business, so that you can choose the right one, the right fit for you. Okay. Another thing I'm going to add to this before we move on to number 2 is also thinking about the big picture, the long-term vision that you have. Sometimes people are looking at something just for the moment, making money in the short term and not long-term. And I think that if you're going to pursue an online business, you're not doing this just to make some money for the next few months. You're doing this so that you can build an income that lasts, an income that you can depend upon, that you can quit your job and this income from your business can now make you enough to support yourself or support your family. It's an income that is not going to be based on some short-term tactic or technique that works for the moment, doesn't work long-term, because you got to be careful. There's a lot of people out there, they're going to try to sell you on how to get rich quick. And whatever they're trying to sell you, it might work temporarily, but not last long term. So I think that you want to think long term with your business, not be seduced by those. I don't believe in a get rich quick. I think none of those things last. And it's not the right mentality to go about building your business with. You want to build something that's lasting, that's going to scale and grow over time and make you enough money over many, many years that you could depend upon. That's why you're doing this, to create a certain lifestyle for yourself. And so thinking long-term in terms of, okay, you know, I want to build a business that is going to make this sort of impact in the world or solve these sort of problems, or, you know, this is what my life's going to look like and how I'm going to fit into the business and my lifestyle. And, you know, I only want to work this many hours a week and I want to live my life and enjoying it and doing this and this and this. Whatever that is, think about that in advance. It can even be useful to create a bit of a business plan. You know, usually you need a business plan if you're looking for investors or things like that. But having a business plan just for yourself over the next 5 years, 10 years, what's the vision of this business that you're going to build and what you want to accomplish and the life you want to live? All of that is going to be helpful for you when you are in the beginning stages of first building your business. So I recommend to journal about this, write it out, think about these things, guys, because it will really help you a lot long-term as you're building your business and choosing the right opportunity for you. The second thing is you got to identify which niche that you're going to build your business in. Now, a niche is like a topic. It's like a genre. You know, when you go to the bookstore, there's all these different categories, all these different niches on many different types of books. It's the same thing with your business. You got to have clarity on the kind of business you want to build and what niche, which audience, which demographic you want to serve. Because an entrepreneur is someone that gets paid for solving people's problems at a profit. And you got to identify what's that niche and that opportunity that I want to pursue. Now, sometimes this will come a little bit later. You know, maybe you're not quite there yet. And you got to choose the opportunity that makes sense for you, such as selling on Amazon or affiliate marketing or whatever it might be. And then you do the research to determine that. But it is useful to already kind of have an idea of which niches that you have an interest or even a passion for. Are there certain areas that you already have some skill in and some knowledge and some expertise? Because that will help you in building your business a lot easier and a lot faster. And one of the reasons it will help you is that if you have an interest or a passion in whatever business that you're building, the niche that it's in, let's say that you're a woman and you want to help other women with their pregnancy. You know, like that's a niche that there's a lot of women that are looking for help with that. They're looking for how they can optimize their health and their body and you know, how they can maybe do a natural birth or find a midwife, whatever it is. Let's say that that's a niche that you want to focus on. Well, if that's the case, then you already have perhaps some knowledge around that. And there's a lot of opportunity you can find within that niche, whether on Amazon or affiliate marketing or being an influencer or creating a course or doing coaching for women. There's so many things that you could do within that niche if you already have an idea for that. And on top of that, if that's something you enjoy doing and you really love that topic and like learning about it, then it's going to be more sustainable for you long term and easier for you because you're going to be more motivated to do it, you know, versus if you're, you know, trying to build a business that you don't have a passion or any interest or any knowledge of. You might be doing it for the money, but from my experience, the money doesn't really motivate you much long term. You know, it might be motivated a little bit for that, but if you really love it and you're excited for it, you're gonna wanna spend your time doing it. You're gonna wanna spend weekends working on your business because it's fun for you.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So the more you can make this process more fun, more enjoyable, more in alignment with your life, in alignment with your passions and your interests, the easier it's going to be. The easier it's going to be for you to spend the time in your business, to do your business, to feel like you're making an impact and contributing to people's lives. It's going to be very enjoyable for you. And that's one of the reasons why I decided to build Project Life Mastery. I started this YouTube channel and my brand here almost 10 years ago. And I'd already had experience making money on the internet and made money on the internet. And it, originally, at first for me, I was just content making $60,000 a year. And I wanted it at the time, the lifestyle of just not having to work. You know, I hated work and I wanted to build a business so that I could be financially free. And I experienced that for a while. But then what I wanted changed. And I realized, you know, I want to do something I love and something that is making an impact and contributing and serving the world and something I'm passionate about. And I changed, and you're going to change too, and you're going to grow and evolve at different stages of your life. But I started Project Life Mastery because, not because I thought it could make me much money, but because it was something that I love personal development. I love learning. I love growing. And I want an outlet where I can share and I can help others. And for me, that was exciting. That's why for me, out of all the different opportunities making money online, I've always stuck with this the longest and the most because it's been the most fulfilling for me. It fulfills my needs at the deepest level. And that's something that money can't buy. That's something that, there's many ways you can make money, but there's only a few things that you are going to be passionate and excited to do. And if you can find that, you're going to have a huge advantage. Okay. So getting clarity on that, you know, what are some things right now in your life that you enjoy doing? It could be anything. Where do you spend your time? You know, what do you do if you have free time? Where do you spend it? Do you go on the internet and start, you know, looking up the latest technology, you know, the latest, iPhones or computers or the latest gadgets that are out there. If you love that, there could be a lot of opportunity in that niche. Do you love video games? You love playing video games and you watch some other YouTubers that are gamers or, you know, streamers on Twitch or whatever. If that's the case, then that's where you spend your time. There's a lot of opportunity in that. If you love sports, maybe you really love basketball like myself. You like watching it and following the NBA. and even playing it yourself, well, there's a lot of opportunity there for you. You know, you can find certain businesses that can make you money around that passion that you have. Maybe you love investing, or maybe you love personal development. I don't know what it is, but you know, whatever it is, you can build a business around it. If you love dogs and you have a dog and you enjoy, you know, training your dog and spending time with him, great. There's a lot of businesses that you can build in the pet niche or the dog niche. So having a list of those are helpful, because if you decided to sell on Amazon, for example, or whatever the opportunity might be, well, now you have an idea of some categories that you're excited and passionate about, the long-term vision and plan of what you want to build. And now you, if you decide to sell on Amazon, you're like, okay, great. Well, I can start looking in these categories, because these are ones that I've already determined are ones that I would really love building a business around. And it can open up many different doors of not just selling on Amazon, but doing affiliate marketing, creating your own course, you know, doing many different things, being an influencer perhaps, or a blogger or a YouTuber, whatever it might be, and whatever that niche is that you decide. So clarity on that is so key and is so useful. And one more thing I'm going to share on this topic is, once you know what niches you want to be in, look up businesses or people that exist that are already in that niche. Look at on YouTube, on podcasts, on blogs, on social media, Instagram, Facebook, etc. Find the people that are already in these niches, that have already built a business similar to maybe what you might want to build, and follow them. Look at what they're doing. Look at ways that they might be making money. Okay, look at maybe content they're putting out, what type of content they're putting out. Because if you can have a role model of someone that is doing what you want to do, someone that's already maybe a couple years ahead of you, 5 or 10 years ahead of you, already in that niche, they're doing something amazing, then you can follow in their footsteps. I know for me in the personal development space, it made it easier because there was Tony Robbins and Brian Tracy and Jim Rohn and all these influencers and people that are already in this personal development space that I could look at and follow and learn from, but also I can see how they're running and operating their business. And it gave me a goal and a vision to strive and move towards. And so if you can find companies or individuals that are like that in the niche that you want to be in, and you can learn so much from them, more than you trying to figure it out on your own, they've already paved the way for you and you can compress time by learning from them. Okay. Now, the third thing you're going to want to do, and I think this is crucial, and I know it's controversial because, you know, it requires investing money, but that would be finding an online course or a training program or something that can really guide you and help you build your business, to give you the strategies, the best strategies that can guide you from A to Z, that can give you the step-by-step map, the road plan, the roadmap to getting to where you want to go to build your business in the easiest and fastest way. Now, there's ways you can build your business, of course, just by trial and error. You know, you could just try to figure it out the hard way and just try to guess and try different things. And some of those things might work and some of those things might not work. And you're going to have some frustrations and some disappointments, and you're going to have to go through that. And that's that process, if you decide to do that, is going to cost you a lot of time. And often what I've found for people that go through that that way, often it's so hard even knowing what to do and what to start with and what to do at the right time. And am I doing things right? And you put a lot of effort into something. You're not even sure if it's working or not, or if that, you know, should I stop? Should I try something different? It's very challenging by going about it that way that I found a lot of people, they end up giving up. A lot of people, they get frustrated, they get a lot, link a lot of pain to the process, and they give up, because why continue doing something again and again, the same things, expecting a different result? It's frustrating to go through that. And so I've seen a lot of people give up, unfortunately, and I think that what makes the process easier and faster is if there are certain things that you need to learn to build your business. Let's say you've got to build a blog, you want to build a website. Well, you know, you could hire someone to do that for you, or if you want to do it yourself, you can. But wouldn't it make sense to maybe find a course or some sort of training, something that can teach you how to use WordPress perhaps, and how WordPress can, you know, all the plugins and that you can get for it, the different themes and how to customize it and how to create pages and content on it. There's things that you can invest in that cost some money that will save you hours and hours and hours of time, but also a lot of frustration. No different if you want to build an Amazon business or do affiliate marketing or publish a book on Amazon, or if you want to learn Facebook ads, or if you want to learn Instagram ads or Google or YouTube ads, or if you want to learn influencer marketing, or you want to build an amazing Facebook group community, or if you want to build your own software, your own app. I strongly encourage people to find who you can learn from and find a training program that you can give money for in exchange that will save you so much time and so much frustration and stress. So that's how I've learned, and I would not be where I am today if I tried to do things on my own and figure out things the hard way, that's for sure. It would have taken me forever to get to where I'm at, and I probably would have given up if that was the case too, if I had to go about it the hard way. I used whatever money that I had just to invest in the right training and the right education. I hired coaches and mentors in some circumstances, which I don't think you need at the beginning. I think there's courses that can guide you to a certain point. And once you're at a certain point in your business, then it makes sense to bring in a coach or a consultant and someone that can give you feedback on what you've already done and tell you different tweaks and different adjustments you can make to grow it and scale it even further. So you can save some money there. But I think there's a lot of great courses and mentors and seminars and masterminds and things like that that you can get access to that will just make the process so much easier. The analogy that I can give you that I've always used is that building a business is almost like going into the jungle and you're trying to find the treasure. Now, you know there's a treasure out there, but if you're going about it on your own and you don't have a map, it's going to be very hard for you to find that treasure. You're going to be in the jungle. You're going to be, you know, you don't know which direction to go. And so you're going to be choosing one direction and you're probably going to get lost. And you'll probably run into some dead ends. You're probably going to get attacked by animals and different dangers and threats that might occur. And eventually you might find the treasure, but it's going to take a long time. You'll find it just because you're so committed and you're so hungry for it. On the other hand, what if I said to you that I could give you a map? You're in the jungle, yes, and it's not easy to still navigate through the jungle, especially if you've never been in it before. But at least the map can tell you which direction to go, what to do, and what not to do. Okay, don't go down that path. There's a hole there that you're going to fall in if you continue down that path. Instead, you've got to take a left on this path, and you got to take a right over here, and you got to try this over here. You got to look out for this danger and that threat. That will help make the process so much easier for you. Now, even better if you actually had a guide, a coach, a mentor that's there with you, has already walked down the path and been through the jungle and found the treasure, and they can hold your hand and guide you there. That's even better. But I think anything like a course is better than you going about it on your own. So that's something that I'd encourage you to consider and to look into if you're going to start your business. And it's something that I've done for every skill that I want to learn in my business. I want to learn public speaking. Okay, what are the courses? What are the trainings? What are the events? What are the seminars? Who are the coaches that I can get access to? And I've invested so much in my ability to learn how to speak and how to communicate. Okay, if I want to learn copywriting, what are all the courses, all the trainings, who are the best people that I can learn from? And I've gone through multiple courses and trainings to learn how to do copywriting. If I want to learn how to build a funnel, okay, I'm going to find some trainings and courses that could teach me how to do that. If I want to learn search engine optimization, okay, what are the best courses and the trainings I can get access to that can help me build that? Whatever it is, I'm always looking for the best information. I'm not satisfied with free information because free information usually does not, is more, free information is just very shallow information that you're going to find on YouTube or a podcast. It's not going to go that in depth. It's not going to have the whole complete picture. It's not going to guide you step by step sequentially through a process and give you the best strategies that are available that are working right now today. The free information that is out there is going to be more shallow, and it still is useful. Don't get me wrong. Go to Google, go to YouTube, quick things you need to learn and figure out how to do and some answers that you might need. But oftentimes you might get more lost and more confused because it's kind of like, you know, losing weight. You know, there's so many different ways of losing weight. One person's going to say, you know, cut out carbs, and the other person's going to say cut out fat. And it's like, who do I listen to? And you get a lot of conflicting information that oftentimes makes it harder for you to act because now you suffer from analysis paralysis and information overload. I believe that too much information can actually be bad. And sometimes it's better not to know too much. Often what's better is just knowing what you need to know right now and not be overwhelmed by so much and just following what you need to do and what you need to know right now and taking action with that. And that's what can allow you to make progress so much easier as you grow and scale your business. So those are three things I want to encourage you guys to look at, consider, and do as you're building your business. Even if you've been building it right now, come back to these things and really reevaluate why you're doing this and the niche that you're in, and even find some other courses and training programs that can help and support you. Now, I have got a few resources for you that I'll mention real quick. If you're looking for an opportunity right now and you're trying to determine which one's the best fit for you, again, I'll link below to a video that I have that goes into 7 ways of making money online. that will share different opportunities. And then number two, I put together a free quiz that you can take that will ask you a few different questions to help you determine which business is the right fit for you. It'll take into consideration how much money you have to start, because some of the opportunities might cost thousands of dollars, some hundreds of dollars. How much time you have to commit and why you want to build your business, and a variety of other factors that this quiz will help determine which is the best fit for you. So if you want to take that quiz, go to www.projectlifemastery.com/quiz. I'll link that below for you as well. Otherwise, if you're looking for some trainings and some other information, I'll link below. I've got some of my own courses and training programs, but I didn't say that for you to invest in me. Find whoever you connect and resonate with. It could be someone else. I don't care who, but find something that can guide you, something that you believe in, and someone that you can learn from, that you trust, and someone that you like their style of communication and how they explain things and break things down. And if you're in alignment with that, then I think that's a great place to start in terms of looking for a great course or training that can guide you. So I have some of my own. I'll link those for you. If not me, then find someone else you can learn from, and in order to build and scale your business. Otherwise, thank you so much for your time. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, give it a thumbs up. Subscribe here on Project Life Mastery for more videos on online business, making money, investing, personal development, and so much more. I look forward to seeing you guys again soon. God bless you and take care.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.